rolling, rolling. Though the streams are swollen, keep them doggies rolling. Roar hard for rain and wind and weather, hell bent for leather, wishing my gal was by my side.
Our guest today in the Farm Fresh Hour is Matt Harrington of Copper Star Beef. But we are talking potatoes as well. It's a meat and potato day. What better way to eat your mashed potatoes than with a nice, lean, medium rare steak? We should move this to the last hour.
Yes.
So I don't have to think about a steak, a potato meal for two and a half more hours before I can do anything about it.
Thanks to you, my stomach's growling.
So is mine.
Potatoes can grow in all 50 of the U.S. states. I didn't know that.
Yes, isn't that amazing?
And in about 125 countries throughout the world. Sweet potato family belongs to the same family as morning glories, while the white potato belongs to the same group as tomatoes, tobacco, chili pepper, eggplant. They're 80% water, 20% solid. 8-ounce baked potato has about 100 calories. You know, that's... As the potato.
Yeah, as a potato. That's not that's not adding Rosie's favorite ingredients to it.
Butter.
Butter.
It's like that taco salad. Remember that Real Man of Genius, the taco salad?
Yes.
Only you can make a salad with 1,200 calories. But is it healthy?
Of course,
it's a salad.
It's a salad. The other cool thing, though, that's Arizona-based is we range anywhere from 3,400 to 4,300 acres, and the production value can be anywhere from 10 to 16 million. It's not obviously one of our top commodities, but it does exist, and down in Casa Grande, they have the Frito-Lay's plant that employs 300-plus people, 325. And Ok-Chin Farms, one of our unique and very important farms here in the state of Arizona, Ok-Chin Farms, owned by the Ok-Chin Reservation, they are the ones that grow a majority of the potatoes for that factory in Casa Grande.
The average American will eat 124 pounds of potatoes per year. Germany's about twice that.
All gratin, baby. All gratin.
And Thomas Jefferson gets credit for introducing French fries to America. He served them for a White House dinner.
That's pretty cool.
Of all things you think about Thomas Jefferson, French fries have never been one of them. But I'm never going to not think about that now every time I hear that name. Oh, yeah, he's the French fry guy.
So we can eat our potatoes and we can know they're Arizona grown. Matt, are you a meat and potato? I know you're a meat guy, but are you a meat and potato kind of guy?
Absolutely. Growing up, we would have roast in the crock pot with potatoes and carrots. And my dad would want to have that every Sunday. And my mom would try to feed us something different. And all of us are like, why are we eating something different?
She wanted to be the chef in the kitchen that could experiment or try just about anything. So we wanted to ask you a little bit more about your website and some of the things that you're doing. And how's it going? You literally launched this in the midst of the pandemic.
Yeah, we had been working on it for about a year previously, and then we kind of sped things up to make it happen. And I think there's been a little bit of a decrease in interest. And like I said, a lot of that is because we're not able to offer a smaller amount yet. I think that will help once we can offer a smaller amount. But it's been good. The response has been good. We just want to provide people with a different option, both the producers, you know, a different option for marketing some of their calves, and some options for consumers to find something more local. So,
well, Matt, if I want to order a whole cow, will you send me a picture of my cow? Do I get to name it? Can we become pen pals, me and my
Absolutely.
Cow?
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Now, if I order a whole beef, 400 pounds today, when could I expect to see that arrive? And how would it arrive?
Yeah, that's a great question. So if you place that order today, we would take that steer to the processing facility on Monday. And then it would be dry aged for 2 weeks. And so it would actually be available 20 days from today.
Oh, wow.
Oh, cool.
And I don't know about, for our family, one cow will feed us meat for a whole year. And And I don't know, like, so when we harvest our own, half of it comes back ground beef. And we always have ground beef at the end. We're always looking for new ways to make the ground beef because the first thing that go are the steaks, of course, and the, and the tri-tip and the ribs and the sausage. So we always end up with a lot of ground beef at the end. But when I'm ordering a whole cow from you, is that the same? Am I getting about half ground beef?
Yeah, it'll be about 40 to 45% ground beef. Yep.
And I have at times, and now that you exist, I'm going to have to solicit my family to do it again. We've pitched in together, the three different families within the Murphy family will purchase it together. So I can imagine that a lot of families might do that. You know, that's an option.
Yeah, absolutely. You just got to be careful who's divvying it up because someone will get the steaks off the top.
Well, if it's my idea, I get to divvy it up. No.
First dibs.
Be like, I don't know. You're going to have to call them back. I ordered a lot of steak and there's none here. I don't know.
Yeah.
Where'd all the fillets go? I don't know. They weren't in the box,
yeah,
I promise.
Exactly.
The other thing I want to...
Go
ahead.
As far as how it comes, it comes in 40 to 60 pound boxes and it's vacuum package. So there will be two steaks to a package, 1 pound packages of ground beef, and then 3 to 4 pound roast, but everything will be vacuum packaged so that it can go in the freezer and stay fresh.
And all you have to do is you go get a deep chest freezer that's a couple hundred bucks, put it, and that's just now your meat freezer. And again, so one steer for us, that's about 500 pounds, will last for six of us a full year meat supply.